Let's go now to Sydney, where protesters have marched on the New South Wales Parliament to demand justice for three Indigenous children. The children were murdered on the state's north coast in the early 1990s. The man police have identified as the prime suspect was tried and acquitted over two of the murders, but the cases have never been held together in one trial. Today, protesters and politicians are pushing for the definition of one word in the State Crime Act to be changed to allow the cases to proceed to court. Lucy Carter has our story.
What do we want?
The group marching from Sydney's Hyde Park to New South Wales Parliament House was small but determined.
If it were three white kids in Mossman that this happened to 26 years ago, we wouldn't be here 26 years later trying to get some justice.
It's an awful tragedy and it was an awful miscarriage of justice, and I hope something gets done about it.
If they were three white kids, they would have probably found them in 6 months. They would have used all the state's resources to find them. Right? This has taken 25 years. Has it got something to do with colour? That's what I'm here for.
Between late 1990 and early 1991, 4-year-old Evelyn Greenup and 16-year-olds Colleen Walker and Clinton Speedy Duroe were murdered in the small town of Barraville. In 1991, Barraville local Jay Hart was charged with the murders of Evelyn and Clinton. However, the cases were heard separately and Mr. Hart was acquitted of murdering Clinton in 1994. Prosecutors then dropped the charges relating to the murder of Evelyn. Since then, despite several inquiries, inquests and changes to the state's double jeopardy laws, there's been little progress on the case. Clinton's aunt, Leonie Duroe, says it's not good enough.
We're marching on Parliament. We have been waiting for 26 years for some answers. 2 years ago, we had an inquiry. We still don't have any justice despite, you know, recommendations that may allow for a retrial. We're sick of waiting.
2 years ago, that state parliamentary inquiry recommended that the word adduced in the Crimes Act be clarified to pave the way for a retrial involving all three murders. Greens MP David Shoebridge explains.
In 1995, the police tried to have two of the murders tried together. Came before a judge, and because of the rules of evidence at the time, the judge said that the facts in each case were not sufficiently similar to allow the two cases to be heard together. And ever since, the cases have travelled in entirely separate trials. That means the evidence in one can't be used as evidence in the other. But it also means that the evidence one has never been adduced or admitted into evidence in considering the other murder. What we're simply saying is this. Now that the rules of evidence have changed, and it's very likely if the same judge was hearing the same application under the current laws, they would admit the evidence in, that evidence should be considered fresh. Because it's been presented to a court but never been admitted into evidence, we say it hasn't been adduced.
Last year, the State Attorney General, Gabrielle Upton, declined to clarify the definition. Mr. Shoebridge says he's introducing a bill today into State Parliament to try and get that word amended.
The Ivan Milat case is a classic example. If each of those eight backpacker murders had been tried separately, it's almost certain that Ivan Milat would have got eight acquittals. It was the cumulative case. The same, he was there in similar circumstances in murder after murder after murder that built the case and persuaded a jury. The Barraville families deserve the same.
Leonie Duroe just wants a fresh trial to be held.
26 years later, we're still waiting for justice, and the government have continuously fobbed us off.
And that's Leonie Duroe, the aunt of one of the murdered children, ending Lucy Carter's report.